Welcome to Tofu US, a space for real talk about life's truth.
They won't know you, Phil.
But really say out loud. No filters, no judgment. Just honest conversations that reminds us that we are not alone. Let's unfold unspoken together. Hey you, welcome to another episode of Truthful US. If you're a regular one, welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome to the Truthful community. It's a space where we unfold the lies and we want to just live truthfully, to live the life that we were intended to live and not otherwise. So you're in the right space and welcome.
Truthful US Podcast.
So, I just thought of something. The society has these invisible rules that you are born, you go to school, you graduate, you get a job, you get married, you save money, you retire. Okay, I forgot, you have to have kids. You gotta have kids and raise those kids and then work and then retire and then die. My question is, who made those rules? Who made those rules? Which leads us to today's episode of a lie that says, no one size fits all. No one size fits all. Let's unfold this together. So here's the reality. We live by the rules, whether we want it or not, and for majority of us, that's how we found things are happening or how that's how life is going. We were raised in the societies, communities, and places where you have to get this done first and then get this one and then get this one. And that is how it is supposed to be. But for who and why does it have to be like that? If you just look at it in a bigger perspective, we are all different. Like there is no same you or same me. In the whole wide world, we are all different. Some are black, some are white, some are fat, some are thin, some are taller, some are short, some are like, we are so different. Like, we are really different. Even the identical twins somehow do have their differences. But my question is, what makes us believe that we have to live the same life? Why? We have different tastes, we have different ambitions, we have different talents, we have different perspectives on lives. We just have everything different. But at some point, we all have to do the same thing. I think there's a problem around that. Why do we want to all wear the shoe number 39, even though some are taller, some are shorter, some are thinner, some are big, some are small? Why do we all want to fit in one shoe size? It's a myth and it's a lie. Because we're all different. Then why do we have to do the same thing and follow the same pattern? The idea of standard life, I think it didn't just appear out of nowhere. If you look back, there's a lot of maybe the industrial era thinking. People needed to be trained to work in factories. They needed to like stay still, receive orders, follow the rules. They didn't have to question anything. They didn't have to dream much. That's how things were back then on the age of industrial revolution. They had to follow certain rules. So, and that's how it has shaped our way of thinking and of our way of doing life. That after I'm born, I need to be going to school. And then I've graduated, I need to get a job. After I've gotten a job, I need to be married. After I'm married, I need to have kids. After I have kids, those kids need to go to school and I need to like raise them. After that, I just need to make money and then I need to retire and then I have to die. There's no fun in following these patterns. There's no fun in following these rules. And at some point, when you think of it, some who have not followed the rules and yet succeeded are also praised by the community, and they are also taken as examples and inspirations. Which makes me think, we are confused. Like, really, you said I have to go to school, get a job, get married. You've made me a whole pattern to follow. But this one person, didn't go to school, but somehow made it in life. Now I have to look at him as an inspiration. Aren't you confusing me? Aren't we confusing each other? Aren't we really confusing each other? The truth is, there's no one size fits all. We are all different, and it is very much okay for each of us to go in their own way, in their own directions. The point or the big issue is we just have to make it. But as long as it is a path that is right for me, and maybe I'm not hurting anybody, or I'm not doing anything illegal, I do not really have to follow these invisible patterns. We don't have to. I think it's high time we really need to rethink of all of this pattern. Like, this is the way of life. Because it is not. It is not. And that is why I'm saying, if one does not follow the rules and yet succeed, at some point we are looking at them as inspiration. Because, again, even those who made the rules are also confused. Because, huh? So it is possible that one could not follow the rules and yet succeed. And that is just enough evidence for us to just live our lives the way our instincts and guts and the way we like it. Just the way we like it. Not because the society said, not because my mom said, not because the school said, not because people around me said, or your family said. You just have to live your life the way you feel right for you, as long as you're not hurting anyone. Let's take an example for marriage. We are told for the girls, it's a good time to start getting married from an age of 25, 26, 27. Once you hit 30, then you are late. You shouldn't have. Why are you 30 and not married? Once you are 30 and literally, you can't just attend any wedding in peace. Because you know what? The next question is, can I get married? Why are you not married? When are you going to bring somebody home? When are you getting a child? What is this? What is that? And if again, at some point, you get a child without being married, again, it's a problem. It's a problem. At some point, if you just get married when you're 23, it's a problem. Because why are you so young and you went on and got married? So the reality here is everybody's confused. And this should be enough evidence of you need to live your own life according to your own terms, as long as nobody's getting hurt from it. Because there is no award of who followed the rules so perfectly. And when I say there's no one size fits all, there's one who just got married in, let's say, maybe 24 and 25. And by 27, they're already divorced. There's one who got married at 40 and they are happily ever after in their marriage. There's one who got married after having a child. And at some point, she found a true love and she's living a very happy life. And there's one who did everything right according to the society, and at some point they are living miserable. There's one who went to school, did everything, and they don't have a job and it's hard for them to make ends meet. And there's one who just dropped out of school, and right now they are so rich, they are so influential, they are so powerful. This should be enough evidence of there is no one size fits all. So what works for one person does not necessarily have to work for me or for you. You just have to live freely, really. You know what? Let's take an example. There are some rules, maybe in our country, we hold on to them so dearly and so preciously, like we cannot break those rules, and some of them we have even adopted them as our tradition. Maybe, for example, we have to dress modestly in most of African countries, in Tanzania to be specifically. If you do not dress modestly, there's going to be a lot of judgments from the society and places you go, and you'll be seen as a wicked, and you just lost your way, you were caught. Like, you're not supposed to be around us just because you're not dressed modestly. And there are some other countries, that's their way of appreciating their culture. They need to show some parts of their bodies. That's their culture. That's their tradition. That's like how everybody dresses. So when you think of how different rules do not apply, I mean, there are how some rules where they apply here, they don't apply anywhere else. It should just maybe ring in our minds that, so we are all free. And
we can all make the rules the way we want them to be. We do not necessarily have to follow some rules or the rules kept by someone. So I came also to realize, as much as there is this invisible rules kept by the society, we are also blindly following them to an extent we forget that we are free. We are free of making our own decisions. We are free of doing what we want. We are free to choose. We are free to decide. We are free to pursue different paths of life. We are just free to do anything. Either way. Because at some point, at the end of it, it does not matter. It doesn't matter. Because we do not have a guarantee that if you follow the patterns kept, you're going to be really successful. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee if you just follow everything by the rules, you're going to get all of it. No, it's not guaranteed. So if there is no guarantee, why are we religiously holding on to these rules to an extent when we do not achieve the so-called patterns kept by the society? It hurts us and it's just depressing us and it is finishing us because we did not go to the ways the society kept for us. And that is how we are wasting what is within us. We are wasting our talents. We are wasting our times. Sometimes people end up with the wrong partners because you just have to get married because, I feel like I'm running too old. I just need to have a child. I just need to have this. I just need to have that. Just because you have to prove to people or to the society. And this cycles back to the previous episode. Who are you without the noise? If you really get to know yourself better, you'll make your own rules. You'll make your own patterns. You'll make your own ways. And the outside noise, these rules kept by people around us, will not even bother you. Will not even have a place in you. You will not even care about them. So first, you have to get to the work to actually know yourself. And second, to accept you run your own marathon. Because at the end, there is no a prize for who was the best to follow these rules. What we care is who made it. We don't care how you made it. Didn't you follow the rules? Cool. Did you curate your own rules? Cool. The point is, you made it. So these all other things shouldn't depress you, shouldn't make you feel less of yourself, less of anything, just because you're not achieving the milestones kept by the society at whatever age you are. Just run your own marathon. So let's break free. Free from the illusion. Free from the bondage of rules that don't serve us. Free from the pressure to fit in when we were born to stand out. Let's be okay to being different. Just because everybody is doing it doesn't mean it's right. And just because nobody is doing it doesn't mean it's wrong. Let that sink in. Until next time, this is Truth for You as always.
Truth for You as podcast.